Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. All that means is we can have airtime now when we want it. Okay, go ahead.
Great. So I am just most interested in my single message of empowering the autonomy of older adults.
Got it. Okay, perfect. All right. So that's great. And Stuart, I'm going to ask Stu. I'm going to ask the doctor to say a few words. I'm going to ask Dr. Bernay to say a few words because I'm hearing her so low.
Yeah, but, I'm going to ask you to speak up as well.
So I know. If you're on a regular cell phone or regular phone?
I am, but I can talk closer. Is this better?
Yeah. The closer you are, it seems like the better it works out.
User
okay?
error. Got it.
User what?
Okay. It was just user error on my part.
Oh, okay. So very funny. Great. All right. Now, I will also tell you that I read the study, and I'll ask you about the study. And just, I never blindside anybody. There's one thing about this study that bothers me, and I'm going to say it on the air. And that is, it's probably true. And it actually bothers me that it's true. Because I don't want people to know how lame we really are. One of my mantras is, you think we're not tech savvy. We are tech savvy, but in fact, we're not so tech savvy. So that's
and
the only thing.
I have a great conversation with that, and that is, we are tech savvy, we being older adults. It is that the standard devices are not designed intelligently. Because they're just full of frustration. So
yep.
Older adults are savvy. It's just the equipment that they've been given is not adequate.
Perfect. Okay, so we're really, really, really on the same page. Okay, so now what we do is we just be quiet for a few minutes, and Stuart will start playing music. I'll introduce the show. I'll introduce you, and we'll start our conversation. Okay?
Wonderful.
Stu, we are ready.
Okay, good. I'm going to test the music for a second, and then I'm going to test the drop-in for a second, okay?
Yeah. He's just testing two things quickly.
Okay,
that's our music. That's how we start. If you want a healthier heart, you've got to have...
Okay.
Okay. Very good. So we're ready to go.
Yes.
And now we have to be quiet.
10 seconds. When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. A lot of messages for you today. Go ahead and take a look at our website. It's also mobile friendly, so you can take a look and listen with your cell phone, and that would be generationboldradio.com. We just posted a brand new show that is not one of my shows. It's me being interviewed by somebody else over at Bottom Line Personal, one of the largest disseminators of self-help material in the country. And what am I helping you do? Well, successfully age, and that's what this show is all about. Now, I am not dopey. I know that although we are on broadcast stations, regular terrestrial radio, we are also probably being listened to more on the computer and on the cell phone because we are device-driven people. So what do I have for you today? I have a wonderful, wonderful insider in the world of age tech. Her name is Dr. Kerry Bernight, and she is a professor. She served as a professor of geriatric medicine and gerontology over at the University of California at Irvine. For over 20 years, she's had that academic experience, but she's looked at clouds from many sides, including that she was a pioneer, one of the first founders of Elder Abuse Forensic Center and the nonprofit Ageless Alliance. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to be talking about her role as chief gerontologist over at a technology company that's devoting itself to making sure that we can use those computers, we can use those devices, we can have a social system of our own. It's called GrandPad. GrandPad, and you may know GrandPad. It's one of those, again, in the early stages, now it's not so early, understanding that the devices we have today for communicating as we get older through the internet, through computers, just does not come as naturally as it could because we didn't grow up with it. So we're going to say thank you today to hear a lot more about how you can, in your own life, communicate better digitally, but also if you have a loved one who's a little bit older, how you can help them with Dr. Kerry Burnight. Thank you, Dr. Kerry. How are you?
I'm fine. I am a big fan of your program, so I'm glad to be here today.
Well, that is my pleasure. So let's jump right in. First, let's focus on technology for a moment. I mean, our life is replete with it, but why do we need? There's so many computers. You can go and buy for $300, $250, go to Best Buy, get yourself a computer. Why really do we need specific technology and design for the older eye and the older brain?
What I know for sure is that the most vibrant, wise, experienced people I get to work with are adults, usually 80 and older. And what I have found is that the existing, I'll call it standard technology, has not been intelligently designed. So our goal was to engineer out all the frustrations that are needless. They were not designed by people who really know and understand older adults. And so I was lucky enough to partner with an incredible tech wizard and to come together to create something from scratch that was designed by older adults with gerontology and sophisticated technology. So it's been a real, real adventure, and I'm excited to talk about it today.
Yeah, so I want to go to a study. Now, you guys did a study, and we're talking about GrandPad, we're talking about Dr. Kerry Burnight and others who said, you know, some of these studies that say that the older adult is able to use technology as is, in the same way as younger folks, are skewed, and they're skewed wrong for two reasons. One of them being that older adults like to brag about their tech savvy. And I was joking with Dr. Kerry before the show. I'm one of those people. You ask me if I'm wired. I'll tell you I'm wired. I'll tell you get wired. Meanwhile, I'll show you how I'm wired, Dr. Kerry. Stuart, my husband. I'm producing. Stuart, can you do this for me? Can you buy me a ticket on the computer? No joke. I'm telling you the truth. But I'm only telling it to you because this is Generation Bold Radio, the fountain of truth. So I can't.
Yes.
So tell us about that and how you did this study to get to kind of get out this vanity feature of the way we talk about our tech savviness.
I love that. Well, and it's at every age. So I am just a baby here at the age of 50. But what I was finding that I work with folks in their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 100s. And this 20 years of working with older adults, I saw a very different picture painted than what I was reading. And what I was reading was over and over that, oh, all older adults are using everything and they're doing everything. And I thought, why is it that what I see is different than what I hear? And I looked into standard research, and what I found is there were two things. One is what you talked about, which is a best light bias, meaning when you go to the dentist, when I go to the dentist and he asks me if I floss, I am very likely to say, oh, yes, I just floss all the time, when the reality is I don't always floss, or sometimes I forget for a week at a time.
Right.
But I know that I'm supposed to, and so I say that I do. That's just a normal human bias. That
we all
want
to look good. We want to look good to others.
We do.
So that's really what you're talking about here.
It's normal, and it's not an older adult thing. It's just if somebody's asking a question and we think, you know, there is a better answer, then the other thing that was equally, if not more important, was the fact that the studies of technology in older adults had a lot of adults aged 65 to 74, and not only that, they were all conducted through the telephone. So they were excluding people who had hearing impairment, excluding people who had cognitive impairment, excluding so many of the people that standard technology doesn't work for. So this very rosy picture that has been painted about how technology is so terrific and easy just didn't bear out in the study that we conducted.
And
I'd
I want
to
tell
everybody about that.
Yeah, we will talk about it, because one of the great points of it is that it was not a phone study. They actually went into people's homes. Yeah, and a grand pad, and Dr. Kerry looked and saw how are they really using this technology. And before we go any further, I want to point something out to everybody who's listening. There's a big reason for the need for technology for older adults. There's actually a health reason, and that is whether or not we can become more connected. We talk about isolation that kills. And right now we're going to give you a little bit of a feature on this, why it's so important with regard to our health. So let's hear some of that.
I would love to.
If you want a healthier heart, you've got to have friends. Significant sociologic studies reveal that socialization has a direct impact on physical and mental health. This probably comes as no surprise, but the extent of the impact is rocking public policy innovators. It seems that recovery from heart disease and stroke is significantly faster for people who have support groups. Married folks live longer and with less health issues than singles. A deeper dive shows that peer modeling is a powerful cause of better health when your peers exercise and eat nutritionally. There are so many factors that lead to better health for those engaged in robust relationships that healthcare dollars are beginning to seep into social connection programs. It's not yet clear whether socialization through social media can take the place of a face-to-face communication in improving health outcomes, but you can bet there'll be a study on that one shortly. Okay, so obviously I threw that little bit in for us, Dr. Kerry, because I want to bring the importance of what the GrandPad is doing and what you're doing to the fore. This is really not just about technology. This is about connecting people when they couldn't be connected before. So, so tell us a little bit about these features that you've been able to incorporate so that people cannot be isolated.
I was cheering as I listened to you say that, because that's exactly what I found in my practice, is that what was depleting people's health and vitality was this lack of connection. So technology is only a tool to connect humans.
And
I
you know what?
We
have to connect, unfortunately, with our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to have a nice long time to talk about just that. So I wanted to
you
set that in stage.
That
nobody
it,
go away. We all know people who are isolated, and they do not use technology. A grandparent, Dr. Kerry, is trying to make sure that that does not happen to anyone you love, or us, as we grow old. Don't go anywhere. Okay, so we're off for a few minutes. So you see, it goes fast, but we have a longer segment next. And and we're going to – how many minutes are we on now?
9 minutes.
And I want to go right into that now. I want to go right into what you were talking about and some of the features that you could find on this. Because I'd like to give them a picture. Unfortunately, it's radio, so they can't see it. So we'll send them to a website.
A visual picture,
Right. And we'll send them to a website. All right, we're ready.
U-band is dropping to this.
Okay, good. We also have two things that I actually didn't tell you. One, you've experienced both of them. At some point, there's music, and I know when it is, and you don't. So if you hear me cut you off or talk a little longer, it's nothing to do with you, and anything you did, we can edit. And the other is we have these little drop-ins that have to do with the topic. And what I will simply say is, oh, we're going to go and hear a little bit of a drop-in, and then you'll know that that's happening. Stuart?
Got it.
Okay, we are ready.
Ready. Okay, 10 seconds.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And we're going to get right to our guest today. She is the lead gerontologist over at GrandPad, and we'll tell you how to find GrandPad because it is a very specialized computer and a system so that everybody, no matter how savvy or not tech savvy they are, can be connected to family, friends, loved ones, the internet, and everything else that makes life modern. But she is also the founder of Elder Abuse Forensic Center, and the nonprofit Ageless Alliance, which we will speak about. And as I explained to Dr. Carey before, I kind of grew up in this field. The very first time I saw age tech was at the Consumer Electronics Show many years ago when they had their first digital health pavilion, and another pavilion which they called the Silver Pavilion. And I began to see competitors with each other, one dropping out after the other, to be honest with you. All right.
Yeah.
So I'd like to say, there are so many computers for older adults. The truth is there aren't so many computers for older adults. I work with CU-Link, which is builds communities remotely. And also and there are a few others. But this is a hard thing to do. It basically takes a gerontologist who can think like somebody who's in their 80s or 90s and didn't grow up with this. So tell us a little bit about GrandPad and what you've come up with and where to find it so people can visually see what I'm talking about.
Yes, I agree that a lot of people have tried to sort of crack the nut, but what has really differentiated us is that we have older adults who are employed on our team who have specifically said, this is what we want, this is what we don't want. And that has been folks covering the entire nation. So what we learned from our employees, and our oldest is 105, and he said he wanted to have a form factor where he could bring it wherever he was going, that it always was connected to the internet, that it could handle easily photos, video calls, email, text, weather, and that you can press a button and any time a human will say, well, hello, Mr. Jones, I see that you're having a question with this. Let's work on it together. They didn't want passwords. They didn't want small plugs. They wanted to be able to hear and see it easily. They didn't want to have passwords that were preventing them from doing things. And most of all, and why this dovetailed into my work in financial exploitation, is they didn't want to be scammed. So the GrandPad has a way of connecting you with all the people and organizations you want to be connected with, but having a safeguard to keep out the scammers, which is a $37 billion a year industry.
Yep. Because you are very involved with financial abuse of elders. And I think it was 2015, I was at the Washington Conference on Aging, which takes place every 10 years. The next one isn't until 2025. And Obama was president at the time.
Yes.
And he had made elder abuse, financial abuse specifically, one of the important features, let's say, or the agendas for his particular Washington Conference on Aging, and he made it as part of the Justice Department so that it could, under certain circumstances, actually be a federal crime. That's how bad the situation is. It's abysmal. So if we want to see a little bit more about GRANPAD, please let us know where we could find it.
Okay, there's a few ways. So one is to call, and that number is 1-800-704-9412. The other is that we have our GRANPADs at Target across the nation. So it's a way you could go in and tangibly look at it. The form factor that people recommended, and that is our older adults, is it looks like a tablet. So it looks just like a standard tablet, but everything else about it is different. In terms of the function, is sophisticated enough to be able to work all the time with no setup, but it doesn't look like something different, like, oh, you know, because you're older, you need to use something different. And that was important to our users.
We don't want to be, that's very important. I work a lot in universal design for even the hospitality industry and spas and places that are not thought of as specifically elder venues. And one of the most important things that I let them know is we cannot be distinguished. Everybody's got to have a ramp that looks like they want to use it, not just people in wheelchairs and not just people.
That's precisely right. And so we never think of, if ever we're saying them, then we're doing it wrong. It's us.
I know.
It's as humans, we want to be empowered. The third way, besides the phone and going to Target, the third way is you can go on to GRANPAD.net. And that gives you information on the details and the pricing and what it looks like.
And it's very interesting what it does look like. It's really very, very easy to navigate. Now, I always make this disclaimer. This is not an ad. These folks are not paying me. This is just a product that I happen to like. I also work in the field. I see a lot of these products. And I'll tell you that we're going to go into one of these little special segments in a minute. One of the areas I work in is creating communities among much, much older adults who really cannot use computers. And I've been working with CU-Link in England, where they've gotten Holocaust survivors. Now, you can imagine how old these folks are and how disconnected they are from this. And what we found, and I think GRANPAD is probably finding it too, is that once they start to use a computer under any capacity, even remote computing, which is further from their control than what GRANPAD is all about, they begin to be able to actually use that computer. They actually do get better. And pretty soon they're as savvy as anybody else. So we're going to hear about the happiness factor in our next segment of being able to be together through digital work. Now, that must be very gratifying for you to see people who could not do video conferencing, video calling, find their friends from years ago. It must be a very gratifying thing to be able to know you're making that happen. How do you feel as part of that?
I feel truly grateful. And it is the human connection and seeing people who were disengaged or experiencing these health issues in order to connect. It is the greatest, it's the greatest joy I've known.
Yeah, and when we come back, I want to talk about what you see for the future and a little bit more about the Ageless Alliance, because we are all voices and we're still very, very siloed. We really are. And I love this show because it brings people like you, Dr. Kerry Burnight, and the folks that are working so hard over at GRANPAD and the consumer together, all at the same place, all at the same time, very, very objectively. Now, again, once again, GRANPAD.net, for those of you who know somebody that's just not connecting or pretending they're connected and you know they're not, don't go anywhere.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
Okay, so you see how it's going. Very good. Now, I do want to talk about Ageless Alliance in this segment. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. You bet.
And is there anything else just for this segment, because we have more, that you want to make sure we bring out? about GrandPad or anything else?
I think one of the things is we have a 90-year-old should be able to use technology in 90 seconds, and that's how we've designed this. I think a lot of people think, oh, I couldn't really do that, but they can't. I see it every day.
Good. So we're going to talk a little bit about empowerment on this one,
yeah.
Okay? First, the age of line, then empowerment. Stu,
yes.
On this one, I'm going to be doing a drop-in. I'm going to be doing a drop-in very, very early.
Okay, which one are you doing? Is the one that you want to plan?
Yeah.
U-Bend.
Yeah. Very soon.
Okay.
You'll see how we do this. I have a little thing on happiness that will lead right into what we're talking about.
Wonderful. I love this.
Let's be, all right, now I'm told we have to be quiet, which is not easy for us, but let's be quiet.
Okay.
Yep.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, 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 this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. Now, you know I have a blog, it's called The Aging for Beginners. And not quite yet, but pretty soon, you will see a video on that blog where I am a hula hooping. And you might say, why am I doing that? Well, it's because I wanted to get rid of my core, my middle. And I went on my computer and I looked at YouTubes to see, well, how do I do that? And they were all hula hooping. Now, I never did hula hoop when I was a kid. I couldn't even see my toes when I was a kid. I was a kind of a chub. But I learned to hula hoop. I learned it because I watched the video on the YouTube channel. This is why we have Dr. Kerry Bernard on our show today. because you connect people. A GrandPad is a device, okay. But so what? The point is it's a connector. And before we take a little bit of a deeper dive into how that empowers older adults and your philosophy, I just want to have everybody listen to a bit of a drop-in on happiness and how we are actually happier when we're connected. The U-Bend is back in the news. That's the graphic which shows that the nadir of our happiness is in our 40s and 50s when it begins to rise and happiness quotients continue to rise as we age. A study of 1,500 adults aged 21 to 100 revealed the paradoxical trend that mental health and happiness improves with aging. Of course, we are culturally programmed to believe just the opposite, as shown in a study conducted by the Sanford School of Public Policy, which revealed that both 30-year-olds and 70-year-old participants said that the 30-year-olds must be happier. But when asked questions, the answers showed just the opposite. Why so? Financial security, more leisure time, the ability to pursue life purpose, less stress are all contributing factors to happiness or life satisfaction. And all of these factors improve with age. Yeah, kudos to that. But Dr. Kerry, you know, we all know that a time can come when we get isolated and that U-Bend starts to curve in the other direction. And that's really your mission, is to make sure it keeps going up. And you said something very profound to me, and that is that you're empowering people who are older and much older to stay connected. Tell us a little bit about that philosophy.
When I was working in the field of elder abuse prevention, both at the Forensic Center and with Ageless Alliance, it was isolation. We published a study that talked about that's the tool that people use, is they prey on isolated people. And as disgusting as that is that it's occurring, it was also hopeful because isolation and loneliness is something that we can solve by connecting humans. So we are giving the power back to older adults themselves. And, you know, our mission is connect humans and empower older adult, do things for yourself. Make your own decisions. Be, you know, the star of your show.
And you say that if you're 90, you should be able to get on social media, social devices, computers in 90 seconds. I don't, you got to convince me a little bit. Tell me about this.
Good. Well, what we call it the 90-90 principle at GrandPad. So what we have is we engineer out all the things that are in the way so that you press a button and then it goes to the sites that are that you have indicated that you're interested in, and there's none of this like having to do a password and then figuring this and pressing all of this buttons. That's just poor design. That's just poor engineering. So we are all the time we get a new feature, and then we have our team who are 90 and above, we say, okay, let's give this a try and what do you think? And then they tell us, look, I couldn't see that, or I couldn't hear that, or I didn't want to have to type that in. I wanted to use my voice instead. So we believe in the 90-90 principle because we've seen it.
You know, I have to bring in a new baby of mine. I am getting very enamored. We didn't talk about this off the air. It's a little bit of a surprise for you, but I'm getting very, very enamored with something called positive deviance. And I'm planning to go over to Tufts University where they have their institute. And let me relate that to what you just said. You know, you've got these heavy hitters, these people, even up to age 105, you said, that are really your advisors. And that makes a great product, no doubt. However, older adults still have to want to use this and feel that they can. I will tell you that I have been advisors to phones, special phones for older adults, PERS, personal emergency response systems, creating fabulous products. And guess what? They're in the drawer.
Yep.
Somebody falls down, emergency comes, and where's their PERS, personal emergency, in the drawer?
Yes.
People have to empower themselves. Two, you can't just give them a device. So is that the next steps for GrandPad, for thinkers like yourself, getting people? That's my next step, getting people to be what I call the positive deviant, somebody who does things positively but differently.
I love that. Okay. So the 90-90 principle is actually that a 90-year-old needs to be delighted in 90 seconds. And so what that means is, when the GrandPad arrives, it already has photos on it that are of the family members of the user. It has favorite songs and games and sites, right? Because as we get older, we become more unique, not more the same. So you only use something that brings you joy, and so it needs to immediately. And that's what keeps it, when people say, what is the biggest competitor to a GrandPad? We say dusty iPads, because people are using them as coasters and in their drawers and to level their tables. It needs to be something that you think, wow, I am enjoying this and I am able to, for example, on a daily basis, see these new pictures come in of my family members. And people might wonder how you connect on the other side. And that is, I, as a 50-year-old adult daughter of a 90-year-old, have the free GrandPad app on my phone. So all day as I'm going about my day, it's sending things to my mom, who can even passively just look at it and see the photos I'm sending and the videos that I'm sending. But more importantly, actively, she can respond to them. She can press a button, and there we are face to face.
Yeah, I will tell you that a couple of things. First of all, you talk about the dusty tablets, right? I do live speaking, and one of the videos I show, quick video on my presentation, actually came from Scandinavia, and it's a daughter and a father, an older father, and he takes his pad, and she says, "Dad, how'd you like the pad?" And he says, "I loved it." He says it in Swedish. And then he puts it on the kitchen table and he uses it at a cutting board and he's cutting a tomato on it. And then he takes it and puts it in the dishwasher. And he says, "I just love it. Thank you for this gift." So there you go. Okay.
And I would say that it's the designers of that, of a standard tab that didn't make it to be real useful. And so then empowered seniors are going to find a way to make it useful as a cutting board, for example. I love that.
Yeah. So, and again, in my work with a VTech, they were making a phone. You are so right, because one of the things that we did on that phone was the call, you know, the instant calls, the automatic dialing. Instead of just having a number on it, like number 1, 2, or 3, we had a picture on it. So they could cut out a picture of their daughter, their granddaughter, their grandson, and put the picture, and they were actually pressing the picture, not a number. Even that amount of communication, visual communication, was so, so important. Now, of course, you did talk about the area of disability. You know, Dr. Carey, this is Generation Bold, the fountain of truth. And I am not a Pollyanna. We do lose some vision. We do, most of us lose hearing. Most all of us. We just don't admit it. We're running around with our spouses. What? What did you say? I mean, that's the way we communicate. So when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about those features. I do not want to see aging as necessarily a decline and necessarily attracting disabilities. But there are changes. I like to call them changes with challenges. And sometimes technology can help us with those changes and those challenges. And as you said, when you did your study, you found that most of the studies that said how great we were doing, we're not talking to people with any kind of impairment. So we come back, we're going to concentrate a bit on that too, and a little bit more on the Aging Alliance. And for everybody else, remember, we have a great blog that accompanies this. And Bottom Line Personal, Aging for Beginners.
Because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Are we in the last segment? Oh, boy. I didn't even realize. We're in the last segment now.
Yeah.
That flew. Okay. all right. Yeah. So we're going to talk about the what we said, you know, if people have a little bit of a more of a disability, right? And I want to get back to, before I go back on, Aging Alliance, what's its status today? What is it? You created it?
Ageless Alliance United Against Elder Abuse. It's like the Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Okay.
And we're gathering the stories in order to end elder abuse. So we do policy work, and we have a lot of resources for adults on this topic.
Are you doing videos or documentaries, or how are you getting that across?
Stories are people are submitting their stories, and so then we do the background, and then we're using photos with written stories, but people can submit videos if they would like.
Has there been any, and we're off the air, so I'm just asking you, has there been any Bar Association support for you?
Not financial support, but we work with them quite a bit in training the attorneys, elder law attorneys who work with these cases. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear of NALA, National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys? I started it.
You bet.
Did you know that? Yep.
No, I didn't.
1988.
Wow.
I was one of the 26.
Goodness.
Yeah. All right. So we'll talk a little bit about that, but you'll have to get a little bit closer.
Okay.
Sure, we have a drop-in. Which one is that one?
Cannabis.
Oh, I may save that. Okay. That one. Okay. Okay, we had another drop-in, but I'm not going to do it because I love talking to you. But you're going to laugh because I want to tell you what it was about. It was about cannabis.
Yeah.
So there you go. Very
good.
Well, we'll do that. We'll do it a different time. Okay, Stu, we are ready.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And And hello, hello, hello. Once again, this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And I'm going to send you to our website, which is also mobile friendly, for the radio, which is generationboldradio.com, because we newly posted somebody else's show, Sarah Heiner's show. She is the with Bottom Line Personal, president of Bottom Line Personal, and she was interviewing, guess who? Me. And I realized that I am such a cheerleader for aging and successful aging, but I was talking a lot about the baby boomer. And we do talk to the baby boomer and even younger on this show. But this particular show that we're in right now with GrandPad and the type of methodology they use so that the older adult people, 80, 90, 105, can really use the computer, can really connect, is not about technology. Dr. Kerry Burnite will tell you that it's about connecting. It's about warding off isolation and life purpose and excitement and thriving. And that's really what it's about. So let's go back, Dr. Kerry. It's all one piece. The Ageless Alliance that you created really is to fight elder abuse. And a lot of elder abuse is a result of isolation and not having anybody to talk to. Tell us a little bit about the stories that you're gathering with regard to that.
Yes. So Ageless Alliance is a nonprofit organization, and we're turning voices into action to end elder abuse. So we have been collecting stories from across the nation of financial exploitation, neglect, psychological abuse, so that people know that they are not alone in these struggles, and most importantly, to prevent these struggles before they happen. And we're doing advocacy, education, awareness, and we work very closely with the National Center on Elder Abuse. And so both our site and their site provide a lot of good information, because we hate to even put this out there, but the fact is that our studies show that 52% of people with a form of dementia are enduring mistreatment, and that we're losing, as I said, $37 billion annually. So we as a nation must do better, and it's by talking about these issues and by connecting humans that we will do better.
Yes, and you know, many, many years ago, there was no such thing as elder law. It just wasn't on the radar. And a couple of trust and estates lawyers, I was one of them, got together at the American Bar Association conference in California. And 26 people started NALA, the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys, and I was one of them. And it was all about money, I'm going to tell you right now. It was all about how to pay for your health care and qualify for Medicaid. That's what it was about, Dr. Kerry.
Mm-hmm.
People were living longer. It wasn't their wills and trusts they cared about anymore. It was spending their money needlessly while they were alive. And that organization has morphed into a certification with specializations now. And we made it up. We made it up at a meeting, at a trust and estates meeting, which is supportive of issues of elder abuse, prosecutions, understanding what elder abuse is when lawyers speak to the older client, and then training people in the financial world as well. So it's all one piece.
I'm so grateful to you for doing that, because we have worked with NALA and attorneys across the country, and as well as law enforcement and social services. So thank you for your pioneering work. And everyone thinks it won't happen to them. Every family thinks, oh, it couldn't happen here. And yet 10% of us, this does occur, and largely through perpetrators reaching out through standard devices that are not secure, and also family dysfunction. So within families, you maybe have one adult child who is having either some mental health or a drug addiction, and then has access to your pocketbook. So it's, again, by connecting families, we're strengthening that the core of the family, and that is the older adult.
Yeah, and I will also say that it ends the desperation of isolation. People who are isolated are so desperate for company that even sometimes they know they're being taken, they let it happen. because they want that companionship. Even if it was, as I say, if Little Red Riding Hood was really, really lonely, she would want the wolf because she got somebody at least to talk to. And it's really
a problem. I worked with a Stanford graduate, Green Beret, brilliant man, who after his wife passed away was alone and his child was across the country. And he got scammed for over $600,000 by people reaching out to him through his computer. And so it is something that we just think we need to be connected only with those who will not do us harm.
Now, we only have a minute left, but I don't want to leave out the issue of the person who may have some impairment, visual, hearing impairment, whatever. I know that's built in also to the system. Tell us a minute about that.
Yes, half of us will live with visual impairment, and also a half of us will live with hearing impairment. And if we get old enough, half of us will live with cognitive impairment. And this is not doesn't diminish it. It's just that we need tools that will work for us. And so every step of the GrandPad we designed with people living with these different challenges and changes in order to, so my retina is detached when I was 48 years old and I lost my vision. So I think it was kind of, it was divine intervention saying, try this out, try your device out and see if it works when you can't see, you know, and it does. So we're grateful to be able to age brilliantly and boldly, as you say, with the conditions that come with aging, and it's okay. Yes. You know, these things happen, and ultimately one day we pass away, and that's okay too.
Yeah, you know, there's a wonderful book out there called Die Healthy. I don't want to get depressing here because I actually have found that this part of my life is the greatest part of my life. People always do ask me at the end of the show. I know you've moved me to tell my story in a very quick way. People always wonder, if you were a lawyer and your radio personality and money, I'm a financial gerontologist, by the way, which is a funny kind of thing to be, and I have a lot of books, and, you know, my brand is money. What am I doing always talking about aging? Well, because my father died when I was 11 and he was 42, and he never aged. He just never aged. And he never had the beauty. Now, my mom, she died at 92 and perhaps didn't have the best old age. Sides. And I want people to age and to age well. And I thank you. Thank you so much. And everybody else,
thank
get
you.
Out there, kids, and make it happen. What a show. That was so good.
That was fun. You are just exactly where you're supposed to be. This is exactly the message that the world needs, and I'm so grateful to you for doing that.
Yeah, and I think it's wonderful. And by the way, just a quick self-serving hint, if you know anybody who needs a speaker on this, sometimes if it's nonprofit, I'll do pro bono. I do make a living that way as well. If it's corporations or a spokesperson, I've won an Emmy. I have won an Emmy, and this show won the Mature Market Award for the best radio show on aging. So
I can believe I've never heard one this good. And I mean, your mind and your experience is like, wow. It is so good, and the things that you cut to are exactly right. So I am honored to get to know you. And you're so right that so many senior things have failed, there've been all, AARP tablet failed. So what we're doing is hard and scary, but we just keep seeing a need for it. So
Is the Go computer still around? I remember the Go computer. That was one of the first. Maybe before your time. It may be before your time.
Yeah.
What I do know, let me tell you what I know that's around. One of them is it's never too late.
Yes.
And the other is CU Link, but CU Link is not a device. That's different.
Yes.
I work with them. They are remote computing.
Yes.
So that other
what
people.
What is the name again?
C-S-E-E, like C U Y O U, Link, L I N K.
Gotcha.
And what they do. and again, I, you know, I'm part of them. I work with them a lot.
Yeah.
I help them. And what they do is you can get a software program and put it in your actual own tablet or computer, and it does a lot of things. But it isn't really used by individuals. The reason it's not competitive, let's say, is it could be, but that's not the way we went with it. It's used by communities. So it's either used by assisted living communities or neighborhoods. Like they put the LGBT community in New York together, the elder LGBT community, with a community portal called Stonewall. But when you go on your Stonewall, you're actually seeing the design for older adults.
Wow.
So it's different. It's a different market. And I told you we have the Holocaust in England and in Australia. It comes free as part of their kind of Medicaid-ish program.
Yeah, wonderful.
And what it lets people do, they can use it themselves, but what it lets people do is, let's say you have an assisted living community, you could have a staff member help Mrs. X go on her computer and do everything, and you're in your office. You're not with Mrs. X. The computer is in the community room. So it's not the same exact technology, and it isn't. It's different. But devices, that's a personal tool. That's what GrandPad is. It's a personal tool. And but that's how I know what's going on, you know, in the field and all that sort
of thing. Looks terrific. I was pulling it up. That looks great. The thing is, we need a lot. We need all our minds and efforts on this. So I'm not one so much for the competitor thing as much as, like, let's solve this
learning
problem.
Learning from each other. And also, they don't have an older – I'm the older person who's telling them what to do. I'm a focus group. I'm the, you know, the single focus group. They do have a gerontologist, though. His name is Keith Seville, and he's over in San Francisco.
Uh-huh, great.
And he works with them. But it's very, very neat, and I love just bringing everyone together. But what I do, if you ever run across it, is I'm always looking to speak, and I'm always looking if people are actually doing an advertising campaign where they need a spokesperson on radio or TV. So
terrific.
I tell
that's
people,
so good
you
for
never
us
know.
To know. Yeah, I'm so glad you told me, because I mean that we would be so honored. So that is wonderful.
Yeah, and if you look at adrianberg.com, you can see what I look like, and there are videos.
And there you are.
Am I in the orange? Am I wearing an orange?
Yeah, beautiful. Yes.
Yeah, I'm 70 years old. That's pretty good, right?
It's really good. It's really good, and I love, you know, the study that you highlighted about, you know, the nadir, and then it goes back up, because I think, you know, I looked at that, I have found the same thing. You know, I'm in my, like I said, 50, and I looked at my colleagues who are, you know, 70, 80, 90, and they have better perspective, more joy, less, and I think it does get better over time, you know. So.
Well, you're in the perfect position now, because now it's going to go up. 50 starts
good.
To get happier and happier and happier. Wait for 20 years. You'll be happy like
I'm
me.
So excited about that. I will love that.
I know. I want to generate this excitement
about
getting older.
And
my,
I read all your topics, and they're smart. Yeah. Like, your topics are smart and engaging. You're doing just what I hope. And I can't wait to point everyone to you.
Okay, so I ask you to put this on your social media. It goes, of course.
I will.
It goes on our social media, it goes on our archives, it goes on all the podcast sites like iTunes and Breacher, I think it's called, and Anchor and Libsyn and Don and Blitzen and who knows what anymore, but all of those, okay? So thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, I'm going to talk to you inside for a moment.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to talk to you inside.